God, just do it! Oh, just do it already! Oh, it's ridiculous.
Okay. You have just tuned in to The Proof Is In The Popcorn, starring Stuart.
Hello.
Lauren.
Hello.
And Tro.
Hello.
The film that we have been watching this week is You Don't Mess With The Zohan, which is a bit of a sobering look at the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Sobering?
Well, I thought so.
What's the opposite of sobering?
Drugs.
Intoxicating. I think intoxicating is far more accurate.
The only film that I know of where someone in it brushes their teeth with hummus.
It's got a grain. It'd probably do
probably a
very good job.
Lesson number one.
I want to cut and style hair. I just want to make people silky smooth. That is a quote from The Zohan. Is it acceptable for a heterosexual man, as we're led to believe, to be a hairdresser in this day and age? That's my interpretation of the question.
The other man in the hairdressing place was a gay man.
Although he was a gay man, but he seemed to quite enjoy rubbing his willy on a straight lady.
We can assume fairly safely he's straight through and through.
The Zohan.
Oh yeah.
Yep. He did basically a lot of pukhtar, but as they say in the film.
Whenever I've had a male hairdresser cut my hair, I've assumed he's gay. But not because like I make the assumption. It's quite obvious. They're very camp.
Okay, so he's got that gayness.
Yeah, they're very camp. They're camp straight men or camp gay men.
I mean, he tells his parents that he wants to be a hairdresser, and they laugh at him. Is the Zohan really getting at a social taboo?
No.
It was interesting that was the social taboo and not the Israel-Palestine conflict.
I think it was a war.
They grouted over that with hummus.
Okay, we can talk about it, but I don't think it was really thrown in the film as an issue that, you know, guys...
I think the whole film was... That was the main plot premise, was actually...
Well, that you can't be a hairdresser if you're a straight man.
He had to struggle to get there. It was the one thing he had to struggle with in his life.
I think he struggled because he was crazy, not because he was straight.
What he should have done was been a barber.
You can be a straight barber.
Can you be a straight barber and get paid a lot? Or do all barbers get paid £8 for doing hair?
The assumed premise...
Whenever I've had a barber, they've always charged £8, and I give them £2 as a tip. Is that the standard?
Well, every time I've had my hair cut by a barber, he's owned the shop and been Italian.
But they do other things, though. They shave you, shiny shoes.
Shiny shoes?
What? I don't know. What? When have you been to a barber's?
I just thought that's what they did.
Right, next.
Lección número dos.
I don't think I can ever look at her again. That is a character called Michael, who has just witnessed Zohan having sex with his mother. What would your reaction be if one of your friends was having sex with your mother?
Yeah, it's not just that it's your friend, I think. It's your mother having sex with anybody, really. Obviously, your friend makes it worse. It's just an off-limits person.
You're not asking the question. How would you feel if your mum was having sex with your friends?
Absolutely disgusted with the world.
It doesn't fit, does it? I don't get it.
She's a single mum, so he's breaking no rules, other than this taboo.
I don't get why your parents having sex is this weird thing, and it always is a weird thing, despite the fact that they're definitely the only people you know have had sex.
So you're going on a logical certainty basis.
And yet, they're the people you feel most uncomfortable with.
I think it's because you kind of see your friends as akin to you, you know, they're just an extension of you, and so watching them have sex with your mum is like you're having sex with your mum.
Is that it?
I think that's exactly it.
Is that Freudian?
No, it's Lorian.
That's kind of a bit scary.
Why is it scary? That's why you find it horrific. It's not why you...
Is it?
I think that's why. You know, your friends are your you know...
You?
They're not you, but they're akin to you.
I don't know. I don't feel like I'm having sex with my friend's girlfriend.
Sometimes I wish I was.
But you could. have sex with your friends.
Yeah, yeah, sure, you could have sex with all your friends.
No, but and it wouldn't. No, you couldn't. You could get half of them, but it wouldn't freak. It wouldn't freak you out to have sex with them, but it would freak you out to have sex with your mum, wouldn't it?
Here's the, right, in theory.
You didn't answer the question, Stuart.
If you've got a single mum, then she's free to have sex with who she wants. But your friend's girlfriend, you don't have sex with your friend's girlfriend. Tro would be furious if I had sex with Belinda, his Swiss miss.
Outrageous! Basically, Stuart, what would you do if you found your mum having sex with a friend? She's single.
Yeah, she's single, yeah. I'm not going to say
what's happened to your dad, because we don't want to go into that, but...
No,
something's happened.
Stuart, I don't want to alarm you.
Something has happened to your father.
It's a very likely possibility.
And now that it has happened, it has opened up a whole load of possibilities.
I would feel wrong. I'd feel like...
Like it has sex with you?
Yeah, a little bit. Like they reached into my pants and where they, that kind of thing.
She should know not to do that as well.
I don't know, my mum's going to do what she wants.
I'm going to look at it from the vantage point of... Both of them are happy. No one's being hurt. So, although we are naturally friendly by it.
How do you think your mum would feel if you having sex with one of her friends?
I think my mum wouldn't mind.
You think she wouldn't mind?
I don't think she would mind.
I think she'd mind.
I don't think she'd mind.
I think she'd mind.
If you're listening, Yvonne, do you mind?
Lezione numero tre.
Once you start in an electric store, you never get out.
100% true.
Now, Lauren said that as if she has actually been in an electric store. I thought, that's quite an obscure reference. No one's going to get this Israeli electric store reference. However, Lauren, please explain from your experience.
There's one around the corner from where I work, and just going in there is the most horrific experience ever, and it looks exactly like the one in the film. And I wouldn't want to work there for anything.
Sure, are you aware of this stereotype?
I wasn't. I thought the Israeli electronics store reminded me of when I've been to Turkey and gone to the marketplaces where you have to barter with the people trying to sell you things, like leather belts and so on.
Well, it was meant to be Israel.
I know that, but I think that whole bartering, yeah.
Well, one of the messages of the film, surely, was that there was little difference between the Israelis and the Palestinians from everyone else's point of view.
You think that was the point of the electrical store?
I think there are lots of times when you're meant to think that they were basically the same. Like, they both loved hummus, which is true.
Mm.
And they do actually have hummus wars with each other, which I find...
Yes, they do! Hilarious. That's and quite recent.
What, you mean who can make the best hummus?
Yeah, I find it really funny.
It's not even the best hummus, it's the most hummus.
That people who actually have a real war have an actual hummus war as well. As a real
That's
war.
A way better way of settling things.
Really. I think... is it Palestine currently in the lead?
I think Lebanon is in the lead. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, Lebanon. Yeah.
The Palestinians.
Is it who can like supply the? Is it like who can supply the world with the most?
No, who can make the massivest vat of hummus?
Oh, I thought they were like suppliers of war. Like
no.
We've got Ireland. No, we supply complete, all of Ireland.
It's just one-upmanship on a hummus scale. I don't know what the rules are in terms of what the quality has to be, whether it has to come with like flatbread, where it can be watered down, things like that.
Lesson numéro 4.
You ever done anything you thought was impossible?
Do you mean have you ever done anything?
Well, it was said in the film like that. I guess you can put have into it, but it was done colloquially.
I'm going to have to.
You ever done...
Have I ever done anything I thought was impossible?
Have you ever done anything impossible?
Anything, you know...
Well, to give an example, in the film, what Zohan does... is he has a disembodied hand and he kills a Palestinian terrorist. And I guess he thought that was impossible. But have you ever done anything that you thought was impossible?
You know what I thought was impossible for me to do? Skip stones. Did it.
That's right, you did do it. Did
I mean, lower expectations than...
No, I thought it was going to be... So, I thought it was a special skill that I wouldn't be able to pick up on. But I did it, like, what, the third time I tried?
I mean, we're not going to reach the scales of disembodied hands.
But you know
hands.
What I also think is impossible for me to do that I don't think I will ever do?
Whistle.
Is whistle.
Oh, we're about to witness Lauren doing something that she once has... have had thoughts was impossible.
I can make a little sound, but it's not like how normal people whistle.
Right, listen.
Oh, that
But it's a lot of breath. It's a lot of breath I take to do that. And if I do it too much, I nearly faint.
It's not an efficiency competition or anything. You have to convert the greatest number of breath to sound.
I mean, whistle like... All I can do is that.
Yeah, it's very low.
This is my attempt to whistle.
And that is the opposite. It's the other end of the scale.
Sure, can you whistle?
I can you not whistle?
That is a whistle.
That's a whistle.
So... Lauren has fulfilled some low expectations, but has some more low expectations.
No, impossible feats. Call them low expectations.
I think Stuart is thinking more about logical impossibilities.
Well, I don't think I'll ever know how to whistle with my fingers in my mouth. Yeah, like kind of ultra whistling.
You don't have to stick to whistling.
Well,
this is true. Attempting that feat. This is Lauren, and this is Stuart. So, we're not at the stage of disembodied hands yet, but we're on the whistling front.
What about you? Have you ever thought something's been impossible and then managed to do it?
I don't think I have. I think that's quite sad, because maybe I haven't set my expectations high enough. Maybe I should be trying to do impossible things more. I think we've got to, you know, maybe think of a few things which are impossible.
Maybe we can think of something that Tro hasn't done that you should be able to. I would like to get a book published, but that's, again, you wouldn't say that was a lower standard.
I think it's in the realms of possibility.
It's in the realms of possibility, but it's harder than whistling.
It is hard.
But not, maybe not. I bet I get a book published before I can whistle.
She has a cold shoulder. Keep it warm. This is said when Zohan is rubbing his penis against one of his clients in the salon, and he gets his hitherto homosexual friend to come and also rub his penis against the person's towel.
Oh, a hairdresser.
Yeah, that's it. Not just a friend. And my question is, would you have sex with
a hairdresser? Is that your question?
My quote is double-edged. A, would you have sex with a hairdresser? B, do people have sex with hairdressers?
When you put these quotes together, you said, I've gone for very serious line.
Yeah.
No, I said I've gone for issues. I mean, that is an issue.
Oh, okay. Stuart was like, I'm really worried. I don't know about the Palestinian... Israeli conflict. Oh, I'm gonna look like a fool.
Well, that's coming
and
up.
And now we're answering questions about whether we'd have sex with hairdressers.
Would you have sex in a hairdresser?
In a hairdresser?
I guess that makes sense. No, I wouldn't.
But is it like a massage parlour? Like in Friends?
Ah.
In Friends, someone says massage parlour. When I was young, I didn't understand what that meant at all. And apparently it meant that they had sex. Well, maybe, but that some of them didn't really realise it. It was very confusing at the time.
Well, that's the thing.
How do you know?
I don't know how you know.
But I think I don't know in the same way I don't know where to get cocaine from.
I think if it's in the...
Or
illegal handguns, yes.
I think if it's in the back of a newspaper...
It's probably the same place.
It's a hooker.
If it's in the back of a newspaper...
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not the only way of telling.
Well, how do masseuses...
They're not allowed in the back of a newspaper.
But, well, no, because you get them that say, you know, discreet
massage.
And you think, if it was an innocent, you know, I've had a hard day, I'd like you to just come rub my shoulders thing, then why would you need any, you know, discreet service? Would you have sex with your hairdresser if she hinted at it after you should cut your hair?
Definitely. If it's clear,
I don't think it's ever clear. I feel very bad. I've never been in one of these situations where free sex is clearly laid down on the table. It happens in the films all the time.
Yeah, it does.
And does free sex get laid down on the table and winked at and things like that?
Seems to.
In films?
No, not just films. Like, okay, you can't tell if they're real.
You could just winked at me.
Yeah.
Not good for radio.
It just happened. I've never had free sex lady from
the other. Phone in. Can people phone in? Phone in. If
no, you can email in on the proof is in the book call at gmail.com.
And tell stories about sex being thrown in for free with a wink, maybe. I think some people love it. I think especially old people.
Oh, I know.
Exactly. That line is...
I'm going to Belarus.
This is... If you just tuned in, this is Stuart and Lauren taking the mic out of old people. This lady at the hairdressers, next week at the seaside.
That bloody David Cameron, put my tax up again. Oh, I know.
Next question.
Is two old people talking to each other?
Oh,
yes. She's talking to herself.
I can only do one voice, so...
When will it end? This is a reference to the Arab-Israeli conflict, which, according to this film, has been going on for over 2,000 years, and is due to end. And this film kind of does end it. But in real life, when will the Arab-Israeli conflict end?
We blame Jesus for this war.
Well, it's an awful coincidence, isn't it? Scene of the crime.
Yeah.
We're going off 2,000 years. In the Middle East. Who was there?
He just happened to be there. Being born, shit.
A more important question, is Adam Sandler Jewish?
No. Yes.
Committal answer.
I think Pilar went for speed instead of accuracy.
I was thinking of Ben Stiller because I can't.
He's also Jewish. We're no clearer.
I don't think he is.
I think he is.
Is there a website which says Jew or not or something equivalent?
I think there is because someone of our Jewish friends decided to.
Oh, you mean Alex from the band Telegraph?
No, he's also a Jewish girlfriend.
Sandy.
Sandy did get a list of celebrity Jews for him. So he'd feel good about his Jewish heritage. Right.
And I remember that. I remember he spent the whole Christmas like leaning in.
Guess who else is Jewish? I'll tell you who else is Jewish.
Rene Russo.
Really?
I made that up.
Really? Lawrence Fishburne!
Oh my god! That's one question. But the first question was, will it end?
I think maybe we should take that land back again.
Don't add to the unlucky, Stuart.
When you say we, who do you mean?
You, me, and Tro.
I don't know. I think we need some kind of godfather-like figure to sort of sort it out. Because, you know, when kids are fighting over like a fire truck or a Ghostbusters toy, and you take it away and you say, no one gets to play with it if you can't play nice.
That's not our place to take back.
Like in that story where the person's going to cut the baby in half.
Yes, we should cut it in half. Oh my god, that's brilliant.
It's already in half, that's the point.
That is one of the jokes, which is something like, you're going to give it back as quick as you gave back the girls a strip. Ha ha.
I don't think it's our place to be taking back no land.
I don't say us, it's just someone...
I didn't mean us.
The Brazilians or someone. Just go in and take Israel. Is this what you're saying to you?
That would be amazing.
I mean, they offer a lot of suggestions in the film at how, you know, it's like a bit like a kind of brainstorming of solutions to the Middle East problem, such as there being a lot of pukta in America, which they all like, and they like softball.
Meaning women.
Well, I think it means a part of a woman. And also, one person says, what about Bush's wife? This is a wife I would get busy with. And they all start agreeing about having sex with...
Presidential wives.
They all seem to like Mariah Carey. Is this a thing? Is this a real thing?
Should we send her out there?
Is there a Mariah Carey thing in Israel? They all like Mariah Carey.
Is Mariah Carey Jewish? That's the next question.
Well, I don't know. Her face is so distorted now. You can't really tell her original ethnicity.
Is Mariah Carey black?
I don't know. Okay, lovely.
If you let me, her dad is African American.
And her mum's Jewish.
And her mum is, well, she looks Caucasian. I don't know.
Caucasian.
Her mum.
Can you say African American?
I think her mum's white, but I don't know if she's Jewish or whatever.
I mean, that's a sub question, but the main question was, will it end? So I don't know.
Do you think it'll end? I
thought it was very interesting how they thought it would end if Arabs and Israelis sang together in a harmonic way.
Lection number 6.
Now this is really a double pronged quote. At one point, they're talking about the Zohan's member, and they say he's usually as hard as trigonometry. But then he says to his Palestinian girl who's trying to woo, I will only be stiff for you. Is that something that a woman might want to hear, or is it offensive?
It's flattery in an offensive way.
Do women like that? At what point is it acceptable to show a woman if you have an erection? Some people say that you have to, like, in the first dance, like, before you kiss them, you've got to make it clear that you've got... It,
really?
Yeah,
some people say...
I'm not going to make names.
okay, if you're going to make it obvious, it has to be in like a kind of a subtle way to make it look like you're not making it obvious, because that would be really creepy if you just jabbed her with your erection.
Well, I would try everything not to do that. I would be like, I'll keep this to myself.
I think people have very different strategies. I think some people want to, some people are very, you know, very scared of it. I mean, there's another quote, you always allow one thrust.
One thrust.
You'll always
allow. That's interesting.
In the eyes of the law?
That could be, that's the accidental thrust, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, you obviously know about this. The thing is, it always...
I don't care if it was an accident. I'd still be freaked out.
And there's always been for doubt. Was it an erection? What was it?
Yeah, thumb.
And then you go. Then you realise if you hope it's an erection.
Yeah, and so that is why it's a perfect strategy.
I don't know if I hope it was an erection.
But if that's how you know it's like really.
Yeah. Because it's a litmus test of women, of whether a woman is hot for you.
Well, whether she accepts your erection jabbing.
Yep.
You're calling this the standard test.
Yeah, that's what a litmus test means. I can't even remember what the litmus test actually tests for anymore.
Well, that's what the metaphor means.
Well,
some women might, you know, go for that, but you get, you know, some are going to like the more chivalrous, gentlemanly approach, and therefore not going to be appreciating you whacking them with it.
Well, that's why
they'll never know.
Time and a place.
They might think, can you not do that? I don't think it's appropriate. But, you know, in other circumstances, I might like you. But not now that you've...
So you think it might ruin your chances?
Cock-jabbed me.
I will only be stiff for you. Isn't that really just a flattering way of saying...
Some a guy saying that to you isn't the same as being cock-jabbed.
Do you think it's better? What do you think is better? Being jabbed or being told?
Saying it to me and when?
Do you think... a slightly different quote, a slightly different angle on this is... Is it true, let's say, that if you love someone, that you can only be stiff for them?
No.
I would guess no.
Probably not. You might see some fancy pants person on the television.
Hang on, you're just guessing, no? Like...
No, there's no. What is the sweetest taboo?
Oh, that's a nice question.
Sweetest taboo.
Isn't that a song? Define sweet.
I want to define these really obvious words.
The taboo of complimenting your friends and peers on how sexy they look, because you don't do it, because it's a bit inappropriate. But...
I think women do.
No, but to the opposite. So women do tend to do more. But if you went to, say, your friend and said...
A female friend.
Yeah, a female friend, and that blouse makes your rack look tremendous.
Isn't that, like, complimenting someone... Isn't that, like, a socially acceptable version of the thrust, really? Because you might be saying it because you're coming into them. You might not. That's why it's the
you
thrust.
You might be saying it.
We've gone full circle. We're back to the thrust. No?
Your rack looks tremendous. Well, have you ever called it the rack?
If Lauren was home alone and I came here and said, your rack looks tremendous, that is like a thrust.
I'd be like, true, I think you should leave.
Well, and I would be like, well, boy, that was just a thrust.
I don't think it has to be...
The thrust, why would you thrust me either? You wouldn't.
I don't think that is a thrust. I mean, I don't think it's a saying thrust. I think it's sweet if you just meet it in a nice complimentary way. But... Because there are the underlying thrust-like nature to it, you can't say it, and that's why it's taboo.
I have had guys say to me occasionally, oh, you look really pretty, blah, 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 but they're really saying, I'd bone you.
Oh.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, really? Do you have any other candidates for the sweetest taboo? I've been thinking quite a few things that I just wouldn't mention because they are taboo. So
are they sweet?
Say one. Say at least one. Go on.
Well, literally, it would be so horrendous that you. But yeah, so adorably sweet that I could neither say it nor think about it without a tear coming to my eye.
I don't think it's probably not even taboo anymore at all, but just like gay men.
Well, you find them a sweet, the sweet.
I think it's sweet because you don't often see guys being overly affectionate. And when they
I don't think
you're
going to the right places.
I think, oh, I saw a couple on the train the other day and they were so sweet.
That is the end of our quotes. Do you have any of your own statements to finish this with?
I like the pubic hair one, to be honest.
Oh, God, that was... No, that was there. That was there. I don't know why I didn't say it. Absolutely there.
Lección número 8.
The bush is the biggest. The girls like this 'cause it's cushion. That's what Zohan says when he's referring to his pubic hair, which apparently is massive, and his willy hides away inside it, as he says.
The reason I thought of this, it sparked my
arousal.
Yes, my arousal.
Sparked your head.
It's because last week we did a comic on Chain Bear about pubic hair, and I kind of just basically said any man who sculpts his pubic hair is a moron. And I got lambasted by girls who basically said they didn't want to get pubic hair in their teeth and that men should trim it all back.
What? Are we talking trim or shave?
Keep it trim, they said.
I mean, he is a hairdresser. I mean, does that have a bearing?
Here he's saying they like the cushion.
Is this pure joke? Or is there a grain of truth in the comedy?
For cushion purposes, yeah. Pure joke. I don't understand.
Maybe Jewish couples. Yeah.
Each other.
I think that maybe this is the sweetest taboo. I don't think many men talk to each other about their pubic hair. But if you look on forums, there's lots of stuff about pubic hair. In fact, if you look on forums...
What forums are these, true?
Well, there are forums, but if you want to find taboos, forums are the place to go. That's where taboos go to hide out these days.
Well, the internet in general.
Well, anywhere on the internet,
yeah. Hiding in plain sight.
I think... that a trim is ideal.
For
men,
male.
Full shave is too dangerous.
Are you talking for men?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Full shave is too dangerous, but no shave is too
only dangerous if you're
wild.
If I was about to have sex with someone and they had really carefully sculpted. I don't like men being too. Metrosexual, if you know what I mean, if that phrase is familiar to you. I think
that is a familiar phrase these days.
I know, I don't enjoy them being...
bare?
No, I just mean... precious about their grooming, and I would find overly sculpted pubic hair a bit, like, off-putting.
I think it's moving towards the female line, where it seems to be getting bolder and bolder.
Oh, it's moving bolder and bolder.
Is it really?
I think it is.
I haven't seen that many.
Well, that is a current trend in pubic hair.
I think it might come back a bit.
I don't like balls. He looked like a child, and he's wrong.
If you have comments, feedback, or suggestions for films to watch, email theproofisinthepopcorn@gmail.com.
Instead of like impossible things, we've just got into kind of like, you know, what would be a nice target for the week kind of
for the week, WEAK?
No, for the WWEK.
I'd like to get a.
The WEAK.
No,
the WEAK. WWE. Oh my god! Tro is impossible for me, he's learning to spell.
The WEEK. That is a difficult way.
Week is
a hard word to spell. Yeah, so once in a while.
Hey Lauren, I'm appreciating your upholstery.
That is the end.